Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're going to talk about testing. Rev, I know that we're testing menu items all the time, and I know that we're testing services and altering our hours of operation, but there's also a lot to be said for testing when it comes to marketing. And I'm curious to know, when you launch a campaign, what are you A and B testing?
So when I'm A and B testing, it's usually with email. I want to get higher open rates. I want to get higher click rates. I actually want to get higher conversion rates. Like, did I get somebody to click and place an order? So I have this one client I work with, again, multi-unit brand. And I said, let's email our guests every day for a week. They were like, no, that is way too many emails. They're going to unsubscribe. I was like, well, you never know. So we ran a test. We emailed every single person in their database every single day at 4 p.m. Get this, the exact same email. It said, what can we get you for dinner? And there were two buttons, delivery or pickup. And it was literally the same email. The only thing that changed was an image. So we did a burger one day, a salad one day, a french fry. Otherwise, exactly the same. Exactly the same. What do you think happened?
I have no idea. I would assume just a massive number of people unsubscribed and you guys got angry calls.
Our unsub rate barely spiked. It barely spiked. It was almost negligible. We have a tool where we can measure sales performance of emails. We actually drove an unbelievable amount of revenue. In fact, we did the math that if we did that program every day for an entire year, it would have generated $1.5 million in sales. So we were like, you know what? We're going to do this every day. So we actually extended the program. And for 30 days, we emailed every single person in our database at 4 p.m., almost the exact same email. Now, over time, there was attrition. Unsub rates jumped up. Performance over time wasn't as good. But we learned something important in that process. We talk about A/B testing is, wow, we can email our guests way more frequently than we thought we could. And so that brand now, we do 2 emails a week. You know why? Because our guests responded to it, but we wouldn't have known that had we not tested. Then once we did that, we actually started testing what's the best day of week. So we'd send on a Monday and see what happened. We'd send on a Tuesday and see what happened. And we learned over time that if we emailed on Wednesday and either Friday or Saturday, we got the highest performance based on what our CTAs were, what was the call to action we wanted to make. But that took a lot of time and a lot of patience. But the key here is the restaurant business, especially about marketing, is about incrementality, little improvement here, little improvement there, little improvement there. All those little improvements, it's the same way you would test like how you approach the table or, you know, how you plate a dish. All those little improvements over time added together equal success. And so it's important to think about, should I send an email weekly? Yeah, maybe try every other day and see what happens. But it's important to test that theory and then measure the results.
If it works, I don't think anyone listening would be opposed to emailing people every day. I think the real hurdle for restaurateurs is, what do you say? And so for that brand that you're sending 2 emails a week, what are you saying in those 2 emails a week?
Well, I would encourage any brand that's not regularly doing email to send 1 a week. Set a goal of 1 a week, okay? And if you think about it this way, most months, that's only 4 or 5 emails, right? And if you only need to create 4 or 5 emails a month, you could sit down in 10 minutes and plan out what you're going to say. Most restaurants have an LTO. So let's say you have an LTO quarterly or even monthly. How many emails do you need to send about the email? The LTO, schedule them, okay? And then what about holidays? What are you doing for Mother's Day and St. Patrick's Day, Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl, whatever? Plug those into your calendar. Well, now once you've got your LTOs and your holidays and all, you've probably got 1 or 2 emails already a month. You only need 2 or 3 more. Well, 1 email a month could be about the thing you're most known for. Hey, this burger is not going to eat itself. I call it the branding email. When you start to break it down into chunks, you think about it that way, it's so much easier. And ultimately, What's more important than what's in the email is whether you send one or not. Most restaurant marketing is about staying top of mind and about driving awareness. And what's in the email is less important than did you send it. So I would encourage all restaurants out there to at least do a weekly newsletter. And when you get to the weekly newsletter, then figure out how to add a second one.
I've got to tell you, I think that that's an incredible point. And I just want to take an opportunity to restate because I think it's super important. The goal of restaurant marketing isn't to convince people to come to your restaurant. It's to remind them that you exist.
We should cover that in a later episode.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me. On Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.